From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you light. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today, again, one of our favorite guests, we have Colin Craig back on with us today. Colin, thank you very much for joining us again.
Good to be here.
The man himself.
The man himself. So, Drew, I understand that you have a story that you wanted to share.
You've already heard it, but I'm going to tell you. Okay. So, I was at work at my second job. I work at Batteries Plus on, you know, like not every weekend, but like every other weekend. And this old lady comes in, she's like 80 years old. And she's like, I need your help. And I'm like, why? I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, there's a lot of old people that like need my help here. But like, she seemed like she was like distraught with something. And she was like, the man next door, he hurt me and he's going to call the police on me. And I was like, Ian? I was like, Ian's the coolest guy. Like, I know him. Like, let's go talk to him. Like, I'll help you out. I'll help you order your food. So fucking we walk over there, right? She has a 20 in her hand.
She's a Jersey Mike's that they went to.
Yeah, in case
you didn't say that.
Yeah, so it's Jersey Mike's. It's right next door. So we walk right next door. And as soon as Ian sees us, he's like, I'm calling the cops right now. He's like, she's not allowed to be in here. And because I ordered food like 10 minutes ago, I was like, I have to go in there anyways. So he's like, take your food and you should probably just leave before the cops get here. And I was like, looking at this old lady, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, so where did you help her? Well, oh, okay. So let's watch this video real quick. Will, if you want to pull that up. Colin, you're going to love this. Ian sent this to me. Yeah, it's the other one. All right. Here we go. You want to put that on full screen? Okay. So here is the lady right here, right? Ian's going to watch her. He's going to watch her the whole time. Just wait for the other person to take her food.
What's she grabbing? I can't tell.
Bacon.
She just grabbed like a handful of bacon.
And she's so apparently.
Man, the bacon is not complimentary. And,
dude, right?
please do not touch the bacon.
Ian's just like standing there like, you can't take that. And she's done this like 4 or 5 times.
What the hell?
She comes in every week and she grabs a handful of bacon and she starts eating it.
She doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
So I know she definitely has like dementia, but yeah. She, you know what's weird though? She came and she tried to trick me into getting her.
Well, in her own narrative, you know, she's the persecuted one.
Yeah.
There's free bacon.
She
right
just
there.
Wanted but bacon. It was just sitting there.
She needs you to help her liberate the bacon.
She actually chased me out of here because he was like, you need to leave. And I was like, all right, I'm going to leave. And she tried to grab me. And
no, stay and help me liberate the bacon.
That's the other. Liberate the bacon. Well, if you want to pull up the other video. You're going to see me.
Dude, okay, like for preface, none of this is like funny. Like it's not funny that she's actually that mentally ill, but no, like
it's funny what I went through.
What happened here and what got involved is what makes it funny.
Yeah. So this is me bringing her in. I'm like, "All right." And then Ian's like, "No,
oh, I can see."
And I look at her. I'm like, "What?"
I just love that you went and pulled the security footage. Just that's,
that's dedication.
I will never rob a Jersey Mike's.
So he gives me my food. I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave. And she tries to grab me.
And you're just like, no, like, I'm out, dude.
You start running.
He starts running.
I fucking ran.
Dude.
And dude, right after that, she chased after me and came in, and I knew she was going to chase me because she tried to grab me. So I fucking locked the door, and as soon, it was like out of like a movie. I like closed it right in her face and then locked it. And she was like, dang it. And she kept banging on the
door.
That's
so fucked.
I was like, oh, and then the cops came.
Just the slow-mo of him running. You see the panic in the steps as they get faster.
I was like, oh, this lady's crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, my mom's been running a health food store for 40 years now or something.
Damn.
You see all the crazies.
Oh my God.
Whatever kind of establishment you run, whatever neighborhood it's in, you get to meet all the crazy people. And some of them are fun, and some of them are annoying, and some of them are bacon thieves.
That's what I'm saying. What was it about the bacon? Like, she just...
It looks good.
I'm sure it does, but...
But, like, she does
it's right
it,
there.
She does it every time, though.
Who else has had the intrusive thought at Chipotle when you're, like, just standing over the thing to just, like, be like, grab it. Just reach over and grab it.
Surely you can't reach. I mean, I could, but you can't.
Yeah, I couldn't reach.
Okay,
it.
Yeah,
that's
you know
not
what?
A diss.
You know,
I'm a freak.
That is
I'm freak.
That's actually
I'm very
the
tall.
Most truth. That's the most truth. That isn't even a diss. It isn't.
Yeah, but yeah. So that happened, and
that's wild.
It's crazy, dude.
And and then right before that, there was can you type in on Google? They might have a thing about this. Type in house or. House burned down in Kentucky. I saw a house.
Fully,
the whole thing was engulfed in flames.
Oh, wow. You drove by it when it was burning?
Yeah, it was off the highway.
Shit.
It's probably from a week ago. I think it's that one.
We're just watching the news.
This might be it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks nasty.
That does.
I don't know. I don't remember. I know there was a telephone pole next to it. Let's watch this and see if it was right off the highway. I would type in home off of highway.
That destroyed a mobile home in Scott County is now under investigation. It happened this afternoon on
Road. This is Scott County. Yeah, type in.
It's pretty in there.
Type in home by highway.
I almost hit a deer on the way over here.
Shit.
While he's pulling that up.
They're out, man.
I mean, it's broad daylight. The sun's going down, but one was crossing and I, you know, slowed down and it was way ahead of me. And I was just kind of
watching
it jump the fence. And then another one walked right out. Oh, there were two. And I slammed on my brakes. And fortunately, everybody was going slow because I saw the first one.
It should have been a week
ago. I was right up on top of it. From my perspective, it looked like it was like going under the car and then it ran away. I was like, okay.
Oh, shit.
It's fine.
Oh,
it's fine.
Shit. You just had that moment yourself where it was just, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But I saw this whole house. It was like demonic. Like it was fucking crazy. And the whole thing, I thought it was a bonfire at first. And then I drove past it. And
it
I was like,
was.
Oh, that's a whole fucking house. I was
They're
like,
just
holy
burning.
Shit.
It's just a big bonfire.
And then the next day, a freaking old lady tries to convince me to help her steal bacon.
It's got to be connected.
There's got to be a connection.
The stars
I
have
see
aligned.
A connection.
I saw a car catch fire this week.
Oh, really?
Dude, cars catching fire on the highway is like the scariest fucking thing in the world. Because you just think, what if that explosion ain't done? Like, what if out of nowhere it reaches another pocket of gas and it just...
Just hope it wasn't a Tesla.
Yeah.
The fire gets to the battery... Boom.
Yeah. Kaboom, dude.
Those things go up.
What do you think about people trying to like destroy Teslas?
It's what does that accomplish?
Honestly,
I mean, it's cathartic, but does it hurt the person you're trying to hurt? You're just hurting a random person.
Do you think that his wealth is actually suffering because, you know, Tesla's stock is going under?
I mean, yeah.
With how many Cybertrucks I see, I'm surprised.
Does it matter? I mean, he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, but he's like saying like oh, Tim Walz is a horrible person or whatever he said. And he's like saying like all these like he's trying to get like sympathy, I feel like.
Well, you know, he just wants attention.
Yeah. I guess.
He literally bought Twitter so he could delete any mean tweets, mm-hmm. you know. That's dedication.
I
protecting
still,
your ego.
Still to this day think that's the biggest troll of all time. I'm not
really,
going to lie
you know,
to
really
you.
It really is.
That was the biggest troll in history buying Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, eventually the aliens are going to come down.
Oh, nice segue. Nice segue.
I have to bring it
in. You got to bring it in.
The aliens are going to come down and they're going to be like, you're exploding cars. You're freaking, you have nukes. I wonder if like before a nuke strike was going to happen, I wonder if the aliens were like, oh, you guys can't do this.
Well, they sure didn't. They sure didn't before Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I was going to say that they sure took their sweet time.
Window.
I wonder if they just wanted to like see what happened. There was this guy and he was I don't know if you can find this. I would type in Area 51 reptilian.
What?
This is going to get good, dude. We're going to get good here.
Didn't you say you believe a theory that Drake's a reptilian man?
Yeah, but I...
You believe Drake is a reptilian man?
I feel like aliens would definitely want to watch us. Like,
did you say reptilian face?
No. A base.
Oh.
Reptilian base.
I heard face, too. I'm like, yeah, this is what you're after, right? Yeah, it's a reptilian face.
That does look like a reptilian.
Well, I would go to all.
It was like a story.
Those are the AI overview.
Yeah, we don't want the AI overview.
I'm not going to lie. I read those 9 times out of 10 now.
Yeah, it depends on what you're looking up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's like something stupid, I'll just believe the first thing. If I really want to know,
how closely related are skunks and badgers?
Okay. Yeah, I trust exactly. AI with like, that kind of shit. Yeah, I'm going to trust them with that. But
Dolce Base is the subject of a conspiracy theory claiming that a jointly operated human and alien underground facility exists under Archuleta Mesa on the Colorado-New Mexico border near the town of Dolce, New Mexico. Oh, shit.
So it claims aliens were there in Albuquerque.
Do you think it's more likely that they've always been here, like underground, or do you think it's like out in space?
Go ahead, Colin. I think you got a better take
no,
on this.
No. You go first.
Anything could be an alien, dude. Dude, what if fish are fucking aliens?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, don't know where they came from.
You want to go that route. You know, it's possible that all life in the universe has a common origin.
Do you think it's Earth?
No. That's not what, like, Earth hasn't been around since the beginning of the universe. But there was an early period in the formation of the universe when liquid water could have existed in space between temperatures of 0 and 100.
Yeah.
The other bit of evidence, so in other words, life could have originated, like the primordial soup could have actually been in interstellar space when the earliest stars were forming.
And there was just like organisms on comets that or asteroids that hit the planet.
And we're finding we get more and more samples from asteroids and things like that, we're finding more and more organic compounds. And then the other bit of evidence that's really interesting is if you take the if you look at the length of genomes of organisms and you look at you go back in time and you look at fossils and you know, you get more data points, you can plot an exponential curve. And the problem with that is that you run it back to when we think the Earth first formed and the genome is already like pretty long at that point. In other words, you would think that the simplest life would have the shortest possible genome would be pretty damn short.
Yeah.
But it's pretty long at the origins of life on Earth, which, and that I believe that if you run it back further to the point where it would like basically reach zero, it extends back to about that same point in time when there would have been liquid water in space.
You know what's crazy is
like that's pretty.
Didn't they find
pretty compelling circumstantial
liquid water
evidence
on Mars or something?
They did. I heard about that. Like the rover found something.
I mean, there's ice. Maybe they found evidence that could be interpreted as having been liquid water on Mars, but there's no liquid water on Mars now.
You don't think
not so. For a long time.
Can we look that up? Like if they found it on any of the planets?
Well, there's liquid water on some of Jupiter's moons.
Do you think we'll ever be able to reinvigorate Mars' atmosphere?
I mean, it's definitely possible. I mean, we're terraforming Earth right now. We can definitely terraform. We just got to do it deliberately instead of unintentionally.
I wonder what the temperature is. Isn't it really
aggressive
hot on Mars?
Expansion?
It's like really hot on Mars, isn't
and
it?
And really cold.
Yeah.
Mars is hell.
Really?
Yeah. Mars is absolutely like the idea. It's been kind of normalized by Musk, this idea that we're going to have Mars colonies. But the engineering challenges to achieving that are so immense. It's hard to imagine our species ever doing it.
Do you think we're going to need like quantum, a little bit of that game talk, quantum computing to like take on a scale?
Well, that's not really like quantum computing doesn't do, it's not just like better computers. Think of it like really specialized computers for very specific applications.
Right.
And we still don't really even know for certain whether quantum computers are possible. I pay attention to.
I thought they had one.
Kind of.
Yeah.
The issue is scale, is like getting enough qubits to actually be able to do the computations they want to do.
What is a qubit again?
It's a quantum bit. Like a traditional bit is on or off. It's a one or a zero. And right. A qubit can in principle be in a superposition of on and off.
At the same time.
Yeah. So it's like the mathematical concept is it's a linear combination. So you have two numbers that add up to one. Mm-hmm. And you multiply one of them by the state of being zero and one of them by the state of being one. And you can have any two numbers. So you can have any, you kind of have like dials you can tune. So it can be, this one can be a little bit more zero and a little bit less one. And this one can be a little bit more one and a little less zero. And all the theory works out. But the problem is these things are constantly collapsing. They don't stay the way you prepare them. So you need massive amounts of redundancy to do error correction, which means, you know, you might only need 300 qubits to do the computation when you want to do, but then you need 3,000 more to make sure that you're catching all the errors that are being introduced when the states are collapsing.
But then those are going to have errors as well.
Yeah, it's a difficult puzzle, and I'm not an expert on this. That's kind of the extent of my knowledge.
Sound like an expert on it to me.
You know, maybe compared to the, you know, a random dude off the street, maybe. But but even then, the problem is like this isn't a quantum computer isn't going to be a universal programmable machine like a traditional computer. You can't, you know, play Doom on it. You can't just like download a program and, you know, double sick. click the executable file and install, you know, World of Warcraft or whatever.
Sonic EXE.
That's not how they work. What you do is you prepare a state that will then collapse into the solution to a particular problem you wanted to solve. Think of it like a calculator. Mm-hmm. And it does one calculation, and it can do that one calculation, you know, potentially millions of times faster than the most powerful conceivable traditional computer could.
But a traditional computer is like a jack of all trades.
Yes.
Oh.
I tend to think of quantum computers as being more like analog computers, which if you've never looked into, you should. It's a really fascinating topic. We had all kinds of analog computers before they kind of got phased out by digital. Mm-hmm. Because again, digital computers are jack of all trades. They scale really nicely. And we were constantly getting, you know, Moore's law. We were constantly getting more and more bits crammed into the same amount of space. So they got exponentially more and more powerful. So we kind of threw away analog computers and just gave up on the concept. But they're starting to make a resurgence in certain specific applications.
How does an analog computer work?
I mean, in a nutshell, it's like it's a machine that creates it's almost like a simulation. It's a mechanical simulation of the thing that you're trying to compute.
Okay.
I'm not really going to do this justice. I'm not an expert on this.
Can we look this up,
but
Will?
The main difference is analog versus digital. Analog is continuous and digital is discrete.
Okay.
So with digital, it all comes down to bits. And with analog, you have an infinite number of degrees of granularity. You have infinite granularity, essentially.
What do you mean by, okay, you're kind of losing me here. What do you mean by like granularity?
Like
frame rate?
Something that's discrete comes in bite-sized chunks, and something that's continuous does not. There's no smallest like unit of it. Mm. You have infinite... You know, to go to math, you know, the integers are discrete. You got one, and then you got two, and then you got three, and then you have four. There's nothing between those. There are no integers between one and two.
Oh, okay.
But then the real numbers are continuous. There are an infinite number of real numbers between one and two.
Yes.
So in mathematics, we use the integers when we want discrete things, and that's like a digital computer. And we use the real numbers when we want continuous things, and that's like an analog computer.
Do you think that okay, so there's this concept that there's infinities inside of a infinity.
I mean, yeah, that's infinity.
It's just all one infinity.
I mean, if you want to make this a whole math episode, I'll just talk about math. Say, all the
like,
time.
What, we can do that. What are we doing here?
He's been talking about
math. We're getting mathy up in here.
We can give him a break.
There are different sort of degrees of infinity. Mm-hmm. And this is what you get into is called the ordinal numbers. And that's related to this idea that, like, there's an infinite number of counting numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That never stops, right? Mm-hmm. You can teach a 5-year-old this. You know, yeah. Do you think there's a biggest number? And they say, 1 billion. And you say, what about 1,000,000,001? And they go, and then they say, 2 billion. And they say, 2,000,000,001. Yeah. And you can teach them that there's an infinite number of integers.
Yeah.
But then you ask the question, wait a minute. There's an infinite number of numbers between 1 and 2 in the real numbers. There have to be more real numbers than integers, right? That has to be a bigger infinity, right? Because the real numbers never stop either. There's no largest real number. And yet between any two real numbers, there's an infinite number of numbers. So it feels like, like you were saying, an infinity of infinities crammed into infinity.
Right.
Which is, I think, maybe what you were getting at. And there is, you can prove mathematically that there are more real numbers than integers.
Interesting.
So there are higher types of infinities, but you can't think of it as like larger numbers because there's nothing larger than infinity. So you kind of have to change the way you're talking about it and the way you think about it.
Yeah. You have to change like your, even like the what's the word? Like the way you talk about it, the words that you use.
The language.
Yeah. Right. The language. I had what 4 hours words? Of sleep last night.
Dang, you're in worse shape than me. I've got brain fog from
it's like a fucking,
allergies, but
it's like I have a mental disability and I'm talking.
You're doing pretty good. Well,
it's like the village idiot talking to the fucking mage or something.
Oh my! Oh my God! Oh, that's perfect.
Oh shoot!
You rolled a 2 on intelligence today.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
4 hours of sleep will do that.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. I learned that creatine actually is the best thing to take if you're like mentally fatigued, because like really? If you drink caffeine, you still kind of feel like shit.
Yeah,
you know, like you don't feel great if you drink caffeine. Like it wakes you up, but you still feel bad. Mm-hmm. But if you take creatine. I tried this and it actually made me feel less shitty. Like it didn't give me like an energy boost. It just alleviated like the symptoms of being sleep deprived.
Interesting.
So, cause there's creatine monohydrate and there's a different one, but there's a couple different
ones you can buy. I take Nitroflex.
What is Nitroflex?
Pre-workout that's jacked with caffeine.
I can't drink pre-workout and work out. Like I feel like I work out really fucking hard and then 30 minutes later I'm like burned out.
You crash.
Yeah.
My thing is the pins and needles feeling. I don't know if anybody has ever felt that where like your skin tingles. Yeah, see Will, you know what I'm talking about?
Is that like a niacin flash? That's
like
maybe?
That's like a thing. Like when you're like,
I think that's like onset heart attack.
Maybe. My friends,
you might be dying.
I probably dying, but it's okay.
It's all right.
I've seen enough. Anyway,
had a pretty good run.
Had a pretty good run already. Made 29 years. I think I'm doing all right.
You got a sweet podcast. You know?
Yeah, I got a sweet good. Podcast. You made a
name about for 21 yourself? At the time.
About 19 at the time. It's been about 21 years. Anyway, but yeah, that was like that was like a thing, like the tingle, like the pins and needles, just because there's so much caffeine just coursing through your veins that it like
you're going you super feel Saiyan. It.
Yeah. Oh, you really are,
dude. Fucking look
fucking
look
Vegeta. Right
behind Vegeta behind me.
Going Vegeta.
No, let's talk about aliens.
Yeah,
aliens.
So, I mean, I personally don't think that aliens have visited Earth.
Really?
I think maybe in Egypt.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, they actually.
I kind of buy that one.
They just found structures below the pyramids. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I know about that because somebody did like a debunking video on that.
Really? Love like, Egyptian mythology.
Yeah. Like
it's not LIDAR though. It's something else. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Well, it's a new technique, but there's absolutely no way. Like if you look at the actual, like, images that they generated, they make huge leaps. They're like, there's a little thing here, and that means there's these spiral staircases around giant columns. Oh, it's like, that's, you're just making this up? You're just putting into the data what you want to see. And this person also has a track record for bullshit. That's the other big problem. Is if you look at their career and they have been peddling this kind of bullshit for a long time.
Yeah.
It would be cool, but yeah, like there's no way the technique would actually work through that much. Like there's also there, you look at the graph and there's other big chunks of the graph that they just ignore. They're like, this part is these structures that I've identified. And then they're just like, they don't talk about the other parts. Like, but what's that other thing in your graph? They're just cherry picking their data. You know,
how do you think the pyramids were built?
Lots of slaves, just really? So many goddamn slaves,
but really? So straight. Yeah. That's what gets me.
They had really good math. These dudes had good math. Yeah,
but how they have the tools to make the blocks like that?
You just cut them with
chisel
rocks.
Away.
Yeah, look, if you eat get a bunch of slaves,
every single rock is like
you get a bunch of like a you have a bunch of slaves. Okay, just like, like I cannot emphasize how many slaves. And then you say, okay, make these perfect, or we'll kill you.
Oh my god!
They're gonna make them perfect.
Because odds are a lot of them got killed when they were not perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And then the ones that survived learned.
It's weird though, because even like the diamond cutters that we have nowadays can't do the same job. Like they can, but it would take so many, because over time diamond does wear down.
Yeah. Well, I think we have this kind of like historical chauvinism. We have this idea that like everything we do now is the best that it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And we've like you can
that's a great point.
Demonstrably we've gotten worse at so many things just in the last century. Yeah. Like progress isn't this one-way street towards everything being better. It ebbs and flows. Some things get better, some things get worse, things get better here, things get worse there. And you know, a lot of times you think you're getting better and you're actually, the emotions actually retrograde.
All of our consumer items have gotten worse.
Yeah. Oh, unquestionably. I remember when I was a kid, like plastic, like just this is, you know, a childhood thing, like plastic toys were well made. Mm-hmm. I still have toys from when I was a kid. The stuff they make now breaks after a week. Yeah. Because they're using an inferior quality of plastic.
Good old Timu.
To cut costs.
Good old Timu.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not just like, you know, places like Temu and Amazon, just like everything.
Yeah,
it's much harder to find high quality consumer goods.
You know what's crazy though? I feel like, okay, so there's the Church of Scientology and they
no, Whiplash.
Where am I? And they I have ADHD like
no, that's fine. I'm having fun.
Segways are weird.
So they believe that there was actually an interview with the
Tom Cruise.
No, it wasn't.
That would make sense.
Have you seen that fucking? Can we look that up? There's a video of Tom Cruise like at a Scientology event, and he's like all dressed in like his robes and shit. Like,
I want to see this.
He has like servants and shit.
I kind of want to see that. Yeah,
but well, he's very very high up in that in the Church of Scientology because of all the money he can afford to give them.
But there's the daughter of David Miscavige. And he was, I think he was one of the founders or something.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's a sweet little uniform he's got.
Yeah. That's like a medal. They gave him a medal.
Yeah.
Is it a medal? He's just got like, he's got nice shoulders in that. Look at those shoulder pads.
Yeah. it looks like Saiyan armor. He looks like a Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jedi he looks Cruise. Like he's about to announce the first galactic empire.
He does.
Can you do it in like a Tom Cruise accent?
The first, how does he talk? The first galactic empire. It's going to be the greatest.
That was Trump.
It's going to be the greatest. I'm announcing the first galactic empire. It's going to be the greatest empire. No one's ever seen one like this before. It's going to be the greatest of all time, probably the best of all time.
Oh, no.
Star Wars will have nothing on this galactic empire. No, they won't.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I had to get that one out.
See, once you get, you were on a roll there. You gotta let it out.
That's the thing. You just gotta, that's another thing. Like Shane Gillis nailed it on the head about his mannerisms, but like, you just gotta keep going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again, we can admit that he's funny.
Can you look up David Miscavige's daughter? I would just type in David daughter Scientology. and see if she pops up. But she's done a bunch of interviews. Like, they brought her in a room when she was ready to, like, go to the next level. Mm. And she basically said, like, Jenna Miscavige. So she was on Joe Rogan too. But
Jenna?
Yeah, she...
She was.
Yeah. I don't know if that was her, though. Maybe type in Jenna Miscavige, Joe Rogan or something. But she said that they told her that our bodies are made up of a bunch of tiny, like, beings.
Yeah, they're called cells.
Right. But they were saying, like they're alive and they... Leia,
yeah, so are cells.
Yeah, but...
Is are they her, are they called midichlorians?
Yeah, no, that's why I was confused. But I would type in Leia Remini talking about Scientology and see.
I love when I just want to point this out. Like, it showed that one. I saw that documentary about that. That shit is weird.
Yeah, but she's literally like the things that she said about it, it's like this is really what they tell people.
Hey, man, I'm just going to play devil's advocate for a second here. If Christianity or Catholicism or Hinduism any of the ancient religions were getting founded right now with the internet, we'd be saying the same fucking thing.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Put on the one that's, yeah, that one.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's a good point.
In 1,000 years, when Scientology is a major world religion, it's going to be normal.
That's going to be so fucked.
Everyone's going to think it's normal.
That's so crazy to think about, because you're actually right.
I'm not criticizing any religions anybody's beliefs, but that's the nature of the beast. That's how it works.
The church of the
1,000 years and it's normal.
In my opinion, all religions are hilarious. You know, like, they're all hilarious. Like, you know, nothing bad against them. They're all hilarious. But particularly to me, Scientology is fucking hysterical. Like, that one is funny.
The first thing they do is they make you buy $100 book just to see if you're a sucker. And then they're like, once you buy it, they're like, okay, this guy is a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, he like is willing to pay.
He's a fucking dumb, you know what I mean? Dumb, like, shit.
And that's how Scientology works.
Let's give this a listen real quick.
Oh, freak bitches. First of all, it's good to see you.
You too.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
You look great.
I think you can skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah, because the thing is, Scientologists are good people. They really are. They really, as I did, believed that we were doing amazing things for the world. So they go into it thinking, I'm helping myself and I'm helping others.
Right.
But then as you get more and more, and by the way, you don't really get close to Scientologists when you're a Scientologist.
When you're non-Scientologist, right.
Correct. Like, everything that I did and they do is for the purpose of setting a good example, being a good person, being a good friend, so to get you in. There's a purpose in that. Like, I would never tell, when I was in, a non-Scientologist my real problems. It would be kind of... bad for the church to ever appear human.
Whoa.
To a non-Scientologist, it would be setting a bad example. Like, it would actually be considered like a transgression.
Yeah.
If I told you, Joe, you know, oh yeah, I'm fighting with my mother, I'm fighting with my husband, or I would never tell you those types of things because it would be bad PR for the church.
Wow. So that's something that you're taught.
Correct.
Now you kind of grew up.
Okay, that's good.
How old?
So
she's someone that got out. I'm not familiar with.
She got out.
That's a really good listen if you ever go back.
Yeah,
to
it sounds interesting.
That and the documentary that's on HBO. Very, very good documentary. It was compelling. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I think they like go after you. Like if you try to leave, they'll like try to fuck your life up.
Well, that's no different than any other cult that I, you know, like the Heaven's Gate one too. There was like a documentary about that one. Same deal. A guy tried to get out, and people were like showing up at his house.
Yeah.
Like, just like watching him.
I think that's definitely bullshit, like Scientology. But part of me wants to believe that aliens have always been here and they've always been, you know, influencing us. And there's been other races of humans that they keep finding. Like, there's been bigger humans, smaller humans, and especially on like
islands.
I mean,
that's how evolution works.
Right.
If you believe in it.
Right. But on islands.
Not that it's a matter of faith. Or that it should be.
There's something called the... What's it called? the fucking island effect.
They're not mutually exclusive.
So like if an elephant's on an island, over time it'll get smaller. If a lizard's on an island, it'll get bigger.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for like people too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're just animals.
They found these very
subject to selection
humans.
Pressure and
there was same like business. The Denisovans, mm-hmm. Neanderthals, mm-hmm. There's us.
Yeah.
But dude, think of like a Neanderthal like coming on to you. You know what I'm saying?
Is, hey, this, baby. Is this a fetish? Get ooh, stepped baby. On by a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Want to go bang bang with the boom boom.
Here comes the boom.
Here comes the bone bone.
Yeah.
That's how it would be. It really would.
I mean, just I wanna ask you the question this time. Like, okay. why do you like that idea? Just and honestly, I'm curious, like what attracts you to that idea that aliens have been influencing us? Is it
I think it gives us like a backstory, like there's more to find out.
Like but there is more. Like you just said, like we don't know to what extent Homo sapiens interbred with like Neanderthals.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have the perfect fossil record. We've got a really good fossil record, again, like overwhelming evidence for you know how humans evolve from other primates.
Piltdown,
they
man.
Found bones of like 12-foot tall people. And what's if you look at it from like a biblical perspective, when angels were cast down from heaven, I just think this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But when Satan and his angels were cast down from heaven, there was a band of angels called the Watchers,
mm-hmm.
and they lusted after women, and they had children with them, and they were called the fucking Nephilim.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
And now they're like finding bones, and people are like, "Oh, this, you know, these are demon people, you know." That, but I honestly think it's just like
I think most religious stories have some kind of basis in reality.
Yeah,
you know, there wasn't literally a flood that drowned the entire earth. There is no record of that, you know, in the geological record. But there was clearly some kind of cataclysm, you know. And people write about that, and there's oral traditions, and they get passed down, and eventually you have writing, and you have people that can write it down, and you know the game of telephone.
Have you ever heard of the Younger Dryas theory?
Mm-hmm.
So that was basically like a comet hit Earth millions of years ago.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Like there, so my, I guess my point. This ties back to my point. There are huge mysteries. We don't know everything. We actually know very little.
But I think. The alien thing is just, I mean, it's not really substantial or, you know, tangible, but it's definitely a piece that if it was true, that'd be fucking crazy.
Well, and it'd be kind of comforting, right? The idea that there's somebody watching out for us. And I think that's the basis of a lot. Not saying that this
is like a
conspiracy.
I think it would be scary because like
really?
at any point they could be like, actually, fuck these people. We made
yeah, but at any point we could say actually fuck ourselves. I mean we keep coming this close to World War III. We're on the brink of World War III right now.
Yeah, and I said this on the last podcast, but there was two things that Trump said that like these were his points, and that was no more foreign wars, right? And then there was immigration. Those were like his two big things, and I guess tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
The whole tariff thing is going tragic, though. I don't know if that's going very well. It sounds like it's going not good, but I think that's like what the plan was. Like, I think it's supposed to
destroy our economy. I mean, it's the cost of living is gonna skyrocket. Like the middle class is gonna be absolutely annihilated by this, and that means us, by the way. That like we are fucked.
He's been saying though that like we just have to get through this, and then in the future it'll be better.
Yeah, well that's what politicians do. It's called austerity typically when they do it.
Yeah.
But this is a very different version of that. That's because austerity usually just makes life hard for the poor. But this is the tariffs are actually fucking over a lot of capitalists too. Yeah. I mean that's why they had to reverse and do the 90-day pause because the stock markets were crashing, and he balked.
Yeah, I think. There was a 90-day pause on who though? Because he had a bunch of tariffs and then there was a pause, but he didn't put a pause on China.
No, he ramped him up on China.
Yeah, like really jacked him up on China.
Yeah, it was like 200% or something, or I'm sorry, like 125%. But why did he do that to China though?
Because they're not willing to have a conversation.
I mean, to guess at the mind of Trump is kind of a fool's errand. I mean, he's got an axe to grind with China. I mean, the thing that most people don't realize about tariffs is that the importer pays them. So he's effectively raising taxes on Americans. Like Americans will pay that tax, right? And so what's going to happen is less Americans will import goods from China. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why it can hurt China. And that's why they're retaliating by saying, okay, we're going to put tariffs on American goods too. And that means less Americans will be exporting, less Chinese will be importing goods from America.
Yeah.
But the thing is, China can just export their stuff to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
They're going to export to Europe. They're going to export to Russia. They're going to export to India. This is just going to solidify their bonds with other trading partners. This is just going to isolate the United States. So I see it fundamentally as an isolationist policy that's going to extract the price from the working class.
And isolation helps. I mean, it helped us in World War I, maybe, or was it World War II, where we took isolationism in terms of war?
That was World War II. Yeah, that was World War II.
Yeah, it was because we stepped back for a while and then we joined. But this is,
well, then
this is the economy. So
was Pearl Harbor World War II?
Yeah. Right. We wouldn't have joined World War II if it hadn't been.
Yeah, if Pearl Harbor didn't happen, we would have stayed out. We would have
sat it out. Yep.
But they bombed us and we joined.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's a whole fucking thing in itself. But I forget where I was going. Oh yeah, so with like all of the tariffs and shit, do you think that there's going to be like a positive outcome, or do you think we're all just fucked?
I mean, I can't really see what the positive outcome could be, and it's also like,
so then why is he doing it?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be positive for us. It's positive for some people. I mean, if you cause a recession on purpose, if you deliberately cause a recession, what happens is all the people that have liquidity buy up the assets of the poor that can no longer afford to play the game at pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
And then eventually the recession ends and all those assets go back up in value. And that's another wealth transfer from the poor to the rich. It's the same thing that happened during COVID. So, I mean, I've heard 6 different theories as to why he's doing it. And they're all equally likely as far as I'm concerned. But everyone agrees that that's what happens when you tank the stock market. The poor get forced out. They're like, you know, the cost of living is rising. I can't afford rent. I can't afford groceries. So the few stocks and bonds that I had, I sell them off. They've already crashed. So I'm like selling them at a loss.
Yeah.
Right. And who's buying at that point? The rich.
Mm.
Because, you know, they take a hit too, but they're not struggling to afford groceries.
I think TikTok is going to save us. What do you think?
Cutting the ban on TikTok.
Do you not have like an
opinion? Where is that at now? Like,
I don't really know. I think it's still there. I think it's still there.
The deadline for them to sell to an American company just passed.
Yeah, but they somehow brought it back, which I'm glad that they did.
Like, I thought it was like an April 15th deadline or something.
Something like that.
That's a weird situation too, because it's like, is our government really trying to protect us, or are they trying to control us? Like is China actually trying to make us dumb, or is our government trying to like silence? It's, you know,
I can tell you it's far more of one than the other.
Damn.
Is there a country that does have a good economy? Like, fuck, it's like,
dude, I was just about to ask him that. Like, is there really any economy that's doing any good right now?
No.
You know what's crazy about that? If we just changed a 0 to a 1, everything would like be better. You know what I mean?
Well,
isn't that so wild to think about? You could just go into a computer of a world renowned like financial institution, change a 0 to a 1, and everything would be fine.
I mean, I wish it was that simple. I wish you could do that.
That's what I'm saying. But like, we designated that. We as humans designated that.
But like,
that is true.
You have to think about what money. I'm having deja vu. I had this conversation this morning with a student. Like, like money isn't what people think it is. Like money is just the lubrication that keeps an economy going. It's not actually a thing itself. And I'll real quick, I'm going to give the analogy. And I just told this story this morning. Like you think about the first coinage. I know that, you know, there's all kinds of coins from different points in history, but I'm going to talk about specifically, like you've got some kind of European monarch, I don't know, the 15th, 16th century or something like that. And they've got a shitload of gold because they like own a gold mine or something. And the gold has inherent value because it's scarce, but there's no currency. There's no money. People don't need money. The reason that this king would want to take little bits of that gold and stamp his face on them and then just give them to his soldiers for free is because when he wants his soldiers to go over and take over a rival kingdom, you fight the other army, you win. Okay, now the soldiers are just like sitting around. And what are those bored soldiers doing? Well, they need to be fed, right? So these soldiers are going around looting and pillaging the people that live there. Because that's all they can do to feed themselves. And they're like, they've got the might makes right. So they're just going to, you know, make the lives of these people you just conquered absolutely miserable. Mm-hmm. So how does the king solve that problem? Because yeah, the king doesn't want all of his subjects to be miserable because he knows if they hate him enough, they'll eventually do something about it. The king's power is derived from the fact that people think that it's granted to him by God, that he's God's representative on earth, right?
That's true.
So it's not the money that makes him king. There's an external factor that makes him king. He's got this lineage, right? It's because he was the son of the king, right? Who was the son of the king. So he is the ruling elite, and he happens to have all this gold. And so what he does is he takes little pieces of the gold, he stamps his face on them, and he gives them to the soldiers. And then the soldiers can give those to the people that they're looting and pillaging. Mm-hmm. We're hungry, we need to eat, so we're going to give you some gold. So you have something in exchange for it. And then those people can say, okay, well, we can take this gold and give it to somebody else for the things that we need. Boom, now you've got an economy. And what does the king do? He says, okay, all you guys have to do is give me one of those gold pieces each year.
Yeah.
And they go right back to the king. And it's all just circulating. It's all the king's fucking money. It's all fake. The money just exists so that people get along. It's just grease. Right?
Actually, the real
physical thing is power that the king has because he's God on earth. And the economy, which is the food that people are growing, the houses they're making, the tools they make, the weapons they smith, right? It's people making things and people needing things and a power structure that they do it within. That's what's fundamental. Money is just some bullshit we made up to facilitate that. So you can't, like, you digital manipulations can only go so far. And that's what's kept the United States going since the 2008 housing collapse. We have been printing money like crazy ever since then. And the reason that doesn't like completely just devalue our currency is because the rest of the world buys government bonds.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
So it's this huge, crazy, complicated jigsaw puzzle. And economics is another topic I know very little about.
That's why I love having this guy on. That's why I love having him here.
Like, but it, you don't have to have like a really deep understanding of this stuff to see past like the superficial superstition that most people have, like the gut instinct we have of like, well, if you get more money, then that's better. And yeah, because you can buy things with money. But you have to think, like, with someone like Elon Musk, his money is meaningless. Like, $400 billion or whatever he has, like that is nonsense. That is meaningless. He can't take that out of the bank.
That's crazy.
Like, you can't withdraw that. That's more physical currency than there is on the planet.
But what you can do is take out loans from a bank and put it against your stock. And then interest that you pay on it, you just sell a little bit of stock at a time and just pay the interest.
So what is that? It's a way of exerting power. And then the ones and zeros trickle around and cycle.
And then it doesn't even matter.
If you do that to yourself, isn't that like stock market fraud or something?
No, that's just the way.
Like if you invest,
there's all kinds of manipulations you can do that are totally legal.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, that's right. Stock manipulation.
Nancy Pelosi is a prime example of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so is Trump at all now. I mean, he tweeted on whatever Truth Social to all his followers, now is a great time to buy. And then 2 hours later, He paused the tariffs.
That's crazy.
And the stock market went up. He told his fans, this is insider trading. He told his fans, and you know that, you know, if he tweeted that, he told all of his close buddies an hour before he tweeted it. So, go buy. Buy.
No, he probably told the opposite.
No, because he wants to make his friends a shitload of money. Because as soon as the tariffs got paused, the stock market rebounded. All those stocks went up. That was the whole point, is that when you have that kind of power, you can exert that kind of influence over.
I never saw that.
Oh, yeah. This was big. This was like a week ago.
Do you think he's going to run for a third term?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How is he going
to? I don't think they're going to allow him.
Yeah, but he's already, how is he going to be
already,
on the ballot?
He's already, it doesn't matter. None of that matters anymore. He's already defying the courts, and the courts can't do anything. They have demanded that that man that was wrongfully deported and imprisoned in the fucking nastiest prison on the planet in El Salvador. Totally an innocent guy.
I did hear about that.
And they deported him, imprisoned him. He's going to die in this horrible prison. A court has ordered him returned. And Trump says, I'm not going to do it.
I thought
he's
it was
already
the,
defying the court.
I thought it was a Venezuelan president that said he wouldn't.
No,
do
it's
it.
It's El Salvador.
Or yeah, sorry, Venezuela. El Salvadorian president.
I get those. I get those countries. Yeah, Bukele. So I get those countries.
There was
up
a
too.
Lot of false stories about that I saw, but this one is actually like a true one.
Yeah.
Because there was one that I tried to pull up with Will, but that one was debunked. But the one about the guy who didn't do anything and then he was just.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
well,
like
there's,
sent
a, there's
out.
A lot of people that haven't done actually anything wrong that have broken no laws that are getting deported.
Yeah.
They're usually people that don't have full U.S. citizenship. But the next step is to start deporting full U.S. citizens to foreign prisons.
Yeah.
Which
I
is,
heard
which
about
is,
that.
Which is he, a violation of the Constitution.
He actually. So
my point is that the rule of law has already broken down. So all bets are off.
Didn't he say we're going to send our homegrown. Criminals. What do you think about that, Will? Do you think like that was like actually hinting at people in
heavily violent? Yeah, send them out. You know,
no, not violent people. Just anyone that goes against him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's already happened.
That's where my head's at with it. Overly violent. Yeah, get them out of here. But if they're just like selling drugs or something, like
not even that.
Whatever.
Just anybody that is. Anybody that is a vulnerable target that gets on his bad side.
Because once you start saying that, oh, we can send these people, then it just starts
it's
spreading.
It's a slippery slope. Yeah.
It's a slippery slope because I don't even think you want to do it in the first place. Because then,
well, yeah, it's against the Constitution. I mean, he's wiping his ass with the Constitution. Not that the Constitution has meant anything in this country's history.
Yeah.
It's facts. Stepped on all the time.
Yeah.
But like this is extreme. I don't see any return from this. Like we're going to look a lot more like Russia, in the very near future.
Do you think that we're going
full authoritarian?
Do you think that Trump did better in his first term or in this one?
He did very little during his first term.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
He's doing a lot. I mean,
He's moving. He
is making good on his campaign promises. He's doing the tariffs. And one of the things he said,
he said,
on day one, I will be a dictator. And he's fucking doing it, man. He has not ended the war in Ukraine. He did not have the clout that he thought he did there.
Yeah.
But he is behaving like a dictator and he's defying the courts, which means the entire structure of our government is undermined at this point. You know, the checks and balances has been completely thrown out because
how can the courts not stop him though?
They don't have it. I mean, this is the big question, right? Is well, where's the actual authority kick in? At what's the catch?
How do you stop the executive branch from stop, you know, executing? Right.
I don't know enough to answer that question, but no one seems to have an answer at this point. The legislative branch has been undermined by the executive branch because he's been passing laws since day one. Those are executive orders. And every president has done those since.
Biden did way more than a lot of his first day.
I remember that.
I think Trump is set to blow all those records out of the water, and he's not just doing little piddly trivial stuff. He's doing big shit. Like, you know, he's trying to end birthright citizenship. If he does, he'll do it by an executive order. I mean, that's passing laws.
So how do you get citizenship branch, if you're not born here?
Well, fucking no. The whole concept of citizenship is so nebulous
and
strange.
You can pay $5 million, though.
Like, my point is, the executive branch is making the laws and enforcing them at this point. We don't have three branches of government anymore. There's just the executive branch. That's what a dictatorship is. Mm. So we're already there.
Is there a point to vote for like a senator at this point?
I mean, sure. Yeah, go vote. I'll never tell anybody not to vote. Voting's been kind of overrated for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, when the people, the selection of people you can vote for is chosen by the ruling elite, then you're never going to change the system by voting.
Yeah.
That was never in the cards. You know, and in our last election, you had a choice between voting for the party that was the pro-genocide party or the pro-genocide party, which is why I voted third party. Mm. Because I can't in good conscience vote for genocidal people.
Do you think Kamala would have been a better option?
I mean, we wouldn't be an authoritarian dictatorship under Kamala, but it would have just looked like more Biden. And I think that would have just pissed off people even more. Mm. You know, and then Trump would have won in 2028 or another Trump-like figure, you know, because people are pissed off and everything's fine. The economy's great. Everybody's happy that the Democrats have been doing it. It doesn't work.
Cause in the past things would sway, but now I feel like it's starting to do that.
It's starting to go more like extreme left and right.
Yeah. It's like the pendulum is starting to swing faster. To both sides.
Can we get some civility and decency back in our society?
Dude, thank you. Please. I don't think that'll ever happen. I think
we can probably end on this because we're at over an hour. But
I do want to say one thing.
Yeah.
We were talking about aliens before. I do revel in the idea of not aliens, but dimensional travel.
Yeah.
I've reveled in the idea of that. If anyone could just like break the gate,
DMT.
Literally.
I mean, yeah, they do. It's called
man.
But I mean like literally, like just I'm talking your physical body travels through a gate to another dimension where things are just different. You know? Like a freaking universe where
you wouldn't be
where
yourself,
Colin's
though.
Fucking president. You know what I mean?
Please no.
That's a different that's not a dimension though. That's a different
a world
reality. That's an alternate reality.
Yeah, a world that reality. Super Mario never existed.
So we're talking about DMT here. I'll leave you with this one. This is what happens when you die. Travel to another dimension.
Your mind releases DMT and then you go to because we're in the third dimension. Maybe you go to the fourth one.
That'd be wild.
I don't know. I've been kicking around the idea that consciousness and sensation, all the internal stuff that's on the inside of physical matter is higher dimensions. Like, and I can't give a mathematical description of that. Maybe in the future, some will be able to find out a way, but it's different than anything physical. Like the feeling of having a body and taste and touch and sound and emotions. Those are, what else can those be but higher dimensions?
Yeah.
Or just other dimensions, different dimensions. They're different dimensions of reality.
Facts.
That nature found a way to exploit in order to achieve its aims of reproducing forms.
Damn.
That might be the coolest thing I've heard the past month.
Damn.
We're all doing DMT.
He just laid down some facts. All right, so we're going to spark up some DMT. Can we cut the cameras? Well, anyway, I think that's going to do us over here at the Eagle Boys. Once again, Colin, thank you so much.
Thanks
for coming in to do a show with us again. Always great having you. Stack, what was it called?
Substack.
Robert Roanoke.
I'm still
Check
writing.
Out his Substack. Still writing, still really getting profound writing going on there. And Colin, once again, thank you for coming on. And we will see everybody here on the next episode.
See ya.